Hello.
Hello. I'm looking to speak with Alberto Garcia.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Dr. D, Male Enhancement. We are responding to your inquiry about male enhancement and penis enlargement. Do you have any specific questions regarding the male enhancement procedure?
Give me a minute. Let me go to my room.
Okay.
Ah, no es. La limpiadora. Van a venir como a las 2:30.
Sorry, brother. Give me a second. Run to my room.
Sure. No problem. Take your time. If you need some privacy, take your time.
Brother, I'm all yours.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. Like I was saying, you know, I'm calling from Dr. D, the male enhancement, and we are just responding to your inquiry. Now, do you have any specific questions regarding the male enhancement procedure?
How? Okay. Let me give you a little down my side so that you can combine to your what you got going on, and hopefully you can help me out. A while back, a couple of years, they did God, I just had it in my tongue. How you call it? Circumcised, okay. And when they did that, for some reason, my penis. I guess it got shocked, and it went inside of me a little bit. And then they messed up, so I had to go back, like 6 months later, I had to go back and do another one. But when they did it, and when they did the first time, I was wide awake. I seen them when they put a needle on my head, and that freaked me out also. So I seen them when they did the cutting of the skin and all that, and I smelled it and all that too when they burned the skin off and everything. So because of that, and the second time I went, my shaft is not the same size as it was because I do believe because it got shocked from the situation. And I think they might have took a lot too much of the skin, too, because when I had sexual with my wife, with my ex-girlfriend, she didn't felt it the same. And plus, when I feel like it was trying to extend, it was hurting me, too. So that's where I'm at now.
Okay. I am sorry to hear that. Okay. Okay. Well, what I can help you with is setting up an appointment or have the doctor give you a call to give you more information on how we can help you with this. Because, you see, these are now questions for the doctor. I cannot answer any of these questions to you myself, you know, because I'm just the guy that, you know, calls the people and, you know, sets up the appointments. But what day are you? Well, are you good for him to call you now? He can give you a call now.
Let me stop you there for a second. Now, is there a possibility that the doctor might be able to help me out? If there's not, let's not waste the doctor's time and let's not waste my time. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no. There is a possibility that he can help you. Yes, there is a possibility. But I can have him give you a call now without setting up an appointment. And you know you can talk to him
right
now?
If he calls me right now, I'm good because I don't have nothing to do until after probably another 30 minutes. I got a doctor's appointment after 30 minutes. But if he calls me right now, I'm cool. I'm good with it, you know? Let's do it.
Okay, just one moment here, Mr. Garcia. Let me put you on hold. Please hold.
Thank you.
And thank you for holding, Mr. Garcia. Just one moment here, okay? I'm just waiting for him to respond. How long have you been dealing with this, if you don't mind me asking?
Let me see.
Has it been more than a year or less than a year?
It's been about a little bit over 4 years. The last, I think about 5 years ago that I had the last second surgery.
Okay. And the best number to contact you is 661-429-8484. Okay,
yes, sorry.
Great. Yes, okay. And please bear with me. And just one moment. He just responds. Just give me 1 second here. Okay, yes, he's going to call you right now. Okay, just one moment. And he says that, yes, there is something that we can do for you, okay? So he's going to give you a call right now, Mr. Garcia, in the next 5 to 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, we're good.
Okay, and thank you. Have a great day.